And of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you, from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and a very warm welcome to St. Cadoc's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this sixth Sunday of Easter. It's lovely to have you with us. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father, giving thanks for the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, and that we have been called together into fellowship with him and with one another to live our lives in the light of his love. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia, to the triune majesty.
God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us, he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day we went outside the gate by the river, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my house." And she prevailed upon us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to Psalm 67. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. A reading from the book of Revelation. And in the Spirit he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. The gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there any more, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign for ever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Those who love me will keep my word, says the Lord, and my Father will love them. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. The word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Our Gospel reading today follows on from our reading last week. It is a part of the same conversation between Jesus and his disciples at the Last Supper. where Jesus is preparing his disciples for his final departure. Last week he told his disciples that they should show their faithfulness to him in the love that they showed each other. In this way others will know that you are my disciples, he told them. And Judas, not Iscariot, asked Jesus, Lord, how is it that you have come to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus' answer to this question is given in our gospel reading today. The disciples have been called by Jesus to build his church, to continue his work on earth, of bringing the love, hope, and peace of God to a world in need. It is a calling that we have inherited as followers of Christ in today's world. What Jesus says to his disciples, he also says to us. Those who love me, says Jesus, will keep my word. Anyone who truly understands that they are loved by God cannot fail to respond by living their lives to his glory, by building their lives on the word of God, teachings of Jesus. Jesus makes it clear, no one can claim to love him if they do not keep his word. The disciples were filled with grief, trepidation, and fear at the prospect of losing Jesus. How could they stay united? How could they complete the great task Jesus has entrusted to them? They are questions that we are called to ask ourselves as we think about how we can live as faithful disciples, faithful Christians in an often hostile world. How can we build God's church in this small corner of the world which God has entrusted to us? Jesus knew how the disciples felt. He knows and understands how we feel. And so Jesus made a promise to his disciples, a promise which holds true for us. Jesus promises to send his followers the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will dwell within us and teach us everything about the ways of God. Although Jesus will disappear from the sight, he will be with his friends. I am going away, and I am coming to you, Jesus tells us. Jesus will never abandon us. Never will his love be withdrawn from us. For God will dwell with all who keep his word, all who are faithful. We will know the peace that only he can give, and we shall have a place at his side for all eternity. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world. We pray for the leaders of the church, among them Mary, our bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May the church shine as a beacon of hope amid the darkness of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the people of Israel and Gaza, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the power of the risen Christ bring peace where there is conflict, and reconciliation where there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we always be ready to answer your call to love our neighbour as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, and for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." They were overjoyed on seeing the Lord. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. Bountiful God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, gives the water of eternal life, may we thirst for you, the spring of life and source of goodness, through him who is alive and reigns, now and forever. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I would like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gettigere, for our service of home worship. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a safe, healthy, happy and peaceful week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, strengthen you to walk with him in his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Breathe through.